Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Iron Men of the American Drug-Free Powerlifting Federation. I'm Bill Sias, along with Mike Stagg. We are respectively the Vice President and President of the ADFPF. This is the official ADFPF podcast where you can get information about our organization, as well as information on strength and how to be a better powerlifter. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ADFPF. You can also check out everything you need to know at our website, ADFPF.net. Tonight, we're going to discuss the upcoming meets and worlds and all sorts of interesting stuff like that. So briefly, we've got basically four meets we want to talk about tonight. And Mike, you want to go first?
Yeah. Thanks, Bill. Just as a quick recap for those who may be listening for the first time, the World Championships for single event are held in the USA this year in June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Henderson, Kentucky. So we want to give the opportunity for as many American lifters as possible to get qualified. It's not very often that we have the chance to have the World Championships here in the USA, and it's a great opportunity to compete internationally without breaking the bank, as it were, in terms of money. So we struggled, honestly, quite a bit on what to do with nationals this year. The ADFPF has the majority of our membership throughout the Midwest. However, we do have some fair amount of members on the East Coast, particularly in the Boston area. And so looking at that, we thought this would be a good opportunity to try to let those lifters also have an opportunity to compete in nationals without breaking the bank. So after a lot of thought, we decided that we're going to go ahead and have the national meet in Boston, Massachusetts in March. Dave Mansfield will be the host of that. He will be hosting it, I believe, at the Bay City Athletic Club, I believe is the name of it. But
that's correct.
I've lifted there before. Dave is a great meet director. It will be an excellent meet. So I would encourage anybody who would like to qualify at the national meet, and if you have a desire to travel to, this will be a great meet to go to. It's not required that you go there to qualify. However, as we've stated in the past, qualifying and placing in the top three at nationals guarantees you a spot on the team if you decide to lift. Also, it does give you the opportunity to break national records in addition to any American records that are out there. And this is also your opportunity to break world records because it is a national meet. And anything to add relative to that meet, Bill?
No, everything is correct. It is at the Bay State Athletic Club, which is in Scituate, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston. It's a nice venue, and you're right, Dave is a great meet host. I'm going to be there as well, helping him out. So that's pretty much it as far as that one is concerned.
Okay. Well, I know we also have, with having said that, we know there's still lifters here in the Midwest who maybe have put off wanting to get qualified and such, and you must be qualified by the end of March. That's kind of the drop-dead date that the team applications have to be in. If you're not qualified by the end of March, then really there is no path for you to lift. So having said that, there are going to be three meets here in the Midwest where lifters have the opportunity to compete. The first will be in Michigan. And Bill, why don't you talk about that meet? I think it's on February the 9th.
February the 9th It is the National Pizza Day Powerlifting Classic and World Single Event Qualifier. As those of you who've been around for a while know, I like interesting or goofy names to all of my meets. And February 9th is National Pizza Day. And there is a shop here in my hometown that's won a bunch of awards for its pizza. And it's kind of a humorous thing because I don't like pizza. So that will be both full power and single event. And February 9th, more information will be out later this evening.
Well, that kind of concerns me, Bill. I did not know that you didn't like pizza. That's almost un-American.
Yeah, you are not the first person to say that.
So, well, I guess
but it's simple.
It
you know, if you take a close look at a pizza, what did you really have? You have a skimpy open-faced sandwich. If you were served a sandwich that looked like that, you would send it back. Anyway.
No, actually, I would probably cut it into slices and eat it. So, but so at any rate, so that's the first one. So I believe with this being in Muskegon, this is it's not a difficult for all of the Michigan listeners. That should be relatively easy to get to. And I believe just for time, Bill, if somebody is wanting to drive from, say, South Bend, Indiana, or Chicago, Illinois, what kind of distance is that from those locations to get to your meet?
Well, those are pretty easy. And the nice thing about Muskegon, and specifically where I'm holding the meet, is it's right at the end of I-96. So if you're in Michigan, you know what that is. That runs the east-west of the state. And we're about 2 miles off U.S. 31 north. So if you're coming from Chicago, it's about a 3-hour and 15-minute drive, depending on the time of the day. South Bend, a little less than that. We're incredibly easy to get to. Probably not the easiest if you're going to fly in, though you can fly here. But, yeah, if you're coming from Detroit, it's going to be 3 to 3.5 hours. If you're coming from Chicago, it's going to be about the same. Northern Indiana, a little bit less than that.
And you're promising there won't be any lake effect snow, right?
Absolutely not. It is March and it is Michigan. So, you know, you get what you get. What we are promising is regardless of the weather, we'll run the meet.
Sure. One thing I found in lifting at meets up in Michigan, snow certainly does not bother people in Michigan like it does down here in southern Indiana.
No, it's meaningless white stuff that we, you know, is an occasional minor nuisance.
Okay, well, I believe the next qualification opportunity, if for some reason you don't go to Michigan, will be on March the 2nd. There will be the Illinois State and single event and full power. So this is both a single event and full power championship in Illinois. The meet director is Tim Piper and Brian Thomas. If you've ever lifted in any of the meets in Macomb, Illinois before, I think you're going to find that they're really, really run well. I'm not sure, Bill, is the venue going to be at the university like he normally does, or is it a different location?
The venue is the university, but it's a different location within the university. It's in a different building. It's a smaller venue, but very, very near where the other one is.
Okay, so my experience when lifting at meets in Macomb, they've always been run very well, really just as good as any meet I've been to. So I think that would be another excellent opportunity, and that's on March the 2nd. And Macomb, for those who might not know, I'm trying to place from, Macomb, Illinois is roughly about 3 hours from Chicago. I'm sorry,
about three hours
from St. Louis.
Yeah, it's based on my drive from here, it's basically right in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, when you hit Chicago, you're about 3 hours away.
Right. So it's going to be on the campus of Western Illinois University in Macomb. which is you know, getting towards the western side of Illinois at that point, but it's relatively convenient from a lot of locations. Bill is right; it's in the middle of nowhere. But once you get to Macomb, it's a city. You get everything you need to get right there in Macomb. So
it's a very cute little city. You know, you can tell it's been around a long time. If you look at it on the map, you're going to see it's near the western border of the state, a bit west of Peoria, north of Springfield, way north of St. Louis, Missouri. It's pretty easy to get to.
Okay, very good. The third and final non-national meet, and this will likely be the last meet that you can qualify for the World Championships, will be in Indiana. Now, right now, we are looking at two locations. We're looking at potentially Indianapolis, but if we cannot get that to work out according to the way we need it, we will hold it at the Pitt Barbell Club in Evansville. I'm sure a lot of our members have lifted in Evansville or around the Pitt, so they're familiar with the venue. It should be good for a meet this size. We're targeting to hold it. We'll likely hold it the weekend between the Illinois State Championships and the Single Event National. So that's going to put it, I believe, March the 9th is our target right now. And that will, we're not sure at this point if we're going to allow it to be a full power meet as well, although I suspect we probably will. But the real purpose of this meet is going to primarily be a location opportunity in front of the national meet. And as we typically do, there will be a couple more meets in Evansville this year, later in the year anyhow. So any questions about those opportunities, Bill, or anything you can think of?
No, that seems good. We're still in hold on the other venue in Indiana, hoping that works out for us. But that's basically it. It looks pretty good. That should give between the four meets, that should give everyone that's a member of the ADFPF the ability to qualify. The only people that may have some difficulty is we have some folks in Texas and California that are going to have to do some traveling. Or I suspect with both of them, they're both already qualified anyway, the two guys I'm thinking of specifically.
Yeah, I did want to just kind of, I know we've talked about this in previous episodes, but I thought it'd be good to just kind of recap a little bit here. The way you qualify, there is a qualifying amount in the rule book, and you are obligated at the World Championship to open with the minimum qualification lift. So to actually qualify, you don't have to open with that at the meet you qualify. But when you go to Worlds, you will need to open with your qualifying lift. So that's worth considering. However, your qualification lifts are good for 2 years. As long as you've done that 2 years prior to the meet, your qualification lift will stand. Now, that's not necessarily a guarantee that you'll be accepted on the team, but it is a guarantee that you've met the minimum qualifying standard.
Without that, you'll not even be considered. So the other thing that I would like to reiterate is if you have any intention of lifting at a national or a world meet, you really have to spend some time with the rule book. The rule book's not hard to read, but you do have to read it. Understand that when you go to Worlds, there is no rules briefing at the beginning. If you're strong enough to lift a world, you're expected to know how to do it, how to behave yourself. So the rule book, at least a couple of times through, is pretty much mandatory.
Sure. I guess as far as the qualification, the last thing I just want to remind anybody listening to this podcast you must be a member of the organization 3 months prior to the world meet. So for lifters that have lifted this past year, if you were a member in 2018, you're okay. But if you were not a member in 2018, you must get your membership renewed three months prior to that date, and there really is no exception to that rule. Is that correct,
exactly,
Bill?
That's exactly right. In addition, don't be confused. There are people who will occasionally copy an old meet document that'll say you can join at the meet. Assume that's wrong, and you need to join online in advance. Don't dilly-dally. Get it done now. We've got a bunch of people that have done that already. But do it now. Don't wait till the last minute. You'll find me a nicer guy if you don't call me on March 31st asking if there's any way I can change it, because I won't.
Sure. I also want to encourage, if anybody has any questions, you know, obviously as a federation, we want as many USA lifters as we can possibly get into the meet. We would really like to have a good showing of our lifters and definitely walk away with the team titles in all of the events. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook. There's also emails posted on our website where you can email or Bill as well. We certainly want to make sure that any questions anyone has is answered and get as many people qualified and entered into this national world meet as we can. And I don't have anything else for tonight, Bill. Unless you have anything else, I think this will be a relatively short episode.
Yeah, I think we're pretty well done. I would strongly encourage people to go to the blog talk and listen to some of the previous podcasts. We go over the qualifications in much more detail there than we do here. And as far as contacting us, Mike's correct. You can get to either of us. There's also a contact page on the website. If you can't remember who you need to contact, go to that tab on the website, and it'll shoot off an email to me, and we'll get you informed. Don't be bashful. Ask questions. And that's all we've got. Mike, you ready to go?
I think we're ready to go. Thanks a lot for listening tonight.
You bet. You can listen to our show live every Sunday evening here on Blog Talk Radio. We post the link on Facebook and our website, so you'll be able to find us. The ADFPF also has a weekly email update on the website. You can subscribe to that by scrolling down to the bottom of the event calendar page at adfpf.net/meet-calendar. We'd also like to encourage our listeners to submit questions to us based on the current week's theme. We'll answer as many as we can at the end of the show. Send your questions to us on Facebook. Our Facebook page, again, is facebook.com/ADFPF. So until next week, I'm Bill Sias. Remember, the bar is loaded.
And I'm Mike Stagg. Stay strong.